Support comes from Warren Perrin, author of Acadian Redemption, The History of the Origin of the Cajun Culture. From the terror of exile to the triumph of reconciliation, and Beau Soleil, the man who led the first group of Acadians to Louisiana. A French translation of the book, entitled Une Saga Acadienne, is now available. More at acadianmuseum.com.
Welcome to Encore. Today, we're going to start off the show with the Balfa family and focus on the Balfa family because we just finished up with Balfa camp this week at Vermilionville. And Balfa camp was in Lafayette this year, and it will be there for the next 2 years, they just announced. And so we're going to start it off with Allons à Lafayette, with the Balfa family, the Balfa brothers, and then we're going to listen to a couple interviews from Dewey and that were recorded in 1977 by Barry Ancelet.
Went through my mind as I was watching Mr. Fremont. You know, we all got involved in this not because we think that we're good musicians. We're far by it. We don't even claim to be musicians. We learned to play this music from listening to our parents. And being that we were so sincere when the folk movement started, and we started performing at the festival, and the people really saw that we weren't doing it for money, we were doing it because we loved our music, because we loved our culture, and we got invited to the next festival because we were so sincere, because we did it for the love of the culture and the music. And it went on, and first thing you knew, we were being called on more than we could do, because we do not want to do this for a living, and the people can't understand that. I was interviewed many times by different people, and we were in Canada one time on one of these Johnny Carson show, and the lady asked me, did we do this for a living? I said, no, we're, for instance, at the time I was a life insurance salesman, and Rodney's a bricklayer, and Mr. Fremont, he farmed all his life. And she said, what would happen if somebody comes and said, well, we can do this for a living? I said, I don't know. And she said, not for a somme d'argent, no. Because then I'm away from life, and life is too short to do something that you don't like, unless you have to. And this is one thing I don't have to do, is to do music for a living. So I feel very, very comfortable. Even though I make a lot of mistakes, even though there's a lot of things I don't know, I don't claim to know it all. But I will not, if you ask me a question today and I give you an answer, it's an answer that I know, or if I don't know, I'll tell it to you like it is. And I think there's a sense, people sense that we are sincere, and I believe that's the only reason we got involved into this, you know. And I would want so much for our cultures to survive, for our music to survive in a respectful way. I think, really, that it all depends on what region that our ancestors were. For instance, if you go around the Mamou area, you'll find one particular style of music, Cajun music. You go around Church Point, that's another little, that's somewhat different. And if you come to Lafayette, it is also a different. You go further south to Houma, you see, I don't think that there's any accordionist, hardly any accordion music along Houma. You go into Vols Parish, there's very few accordion players there. So I think that it all depends on what region of France that your ancestors were. I don't know if I answered your question.
But so then even from the beginning, you think that there were a lot of different...
Oh, definitely.
Types.
There is still difference in style of playing the same song in different regions in France. For instance, we picked up, when we were in France, we picked up a song that is heard in all of the regions, but each region has their little particular way of doing it. So we Cajunized it, and we have our Cajun version of it.
That was Dewey Boff on the subject of styles of Cajun music in Louisiana. And it all has to do based on with what you are exposed to in your life, what kind of music you're exposed to. And even in Lafayette, you can hear all different types of Cajun music today. There's all styles for every taste. We are going to listen to one more little interview of Dewey Balfa talking about where he learned Parlez-nous à boire from. And he says it's in French, and he says that he learned it from his dad. And this, he said that's the only person he ever heard singing Parlez-nous à boire. And so they picked it up, and he's going to sing a little part right at the end of it. These recordings were taken from the Center for the Louisiana Studies up on the third floor in the library, and it's the Cajun and Creole Archives and the collection that we pulled these certain tracks from were from the Barry Ancelet collection that he recorded in 1977. And again, here we go, Dewey Balfa about Parlez-nous à boire, and then we'll get back to some music.
Les vieilles chansons, les ballades, que, par exemple, qui a été retracée à l'origine de la France, par exemple, la chanson qu'on fait Parlez-nous à boire, non pas du mariage, c'était une chanson que nos vieux parents chantaient, puis c'était une ballade que seulement il n'y avait pas d'accompagnement d'instrument. Et puis, ça, et il y a les charges de faire du sang, et puis l'originalité de la France. Je ne souviens pas que l'origine. Je pourrais chanter un petit bout pour vous, peut-être. Ça va. Je me suis. Non. Oh, parlez-nous d'un droit, non pas du mariage, c'était toujours en regrettant. Ces jolis temps passés, oh, quand on se marie avec une jolie fille, on est dans les dangers qui vont nous la voler. Et quand on se marie avec une vilaine fille, on est dans les dangers à part notre vie.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That was the Balfa Brothers with the Pine Grove Blues and Robert Jardel from 1981 at Festival Acadien et Creole. And we're focusing on the Balfas today, the Balfa family, because we just wrapped up Balfa Week. I hope you guys all had a great time. I know I had fun on the few days that I got to go. A few dances, I mean, at night. We're going to keep on with the music. Of course, you are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, La Radio Acadie. And this is Encore. We're going to go next with Viens Chercher. And this is also taken from the same festival, same year, 1981. Festival Acadien et Creole. And this is Viens Chercher by the Balfa Brothers.
We'll be right back. Si danse à cette heure, on appelle le lac scene spécial. Merci bien. Mes amis, ça me fait un grand, grand plaisir de voir toute la grosse audience en ici. Et ça veut dire qu'il y a une chose, qu'il y a de l'intérêt dans la musique et la culture. Ce qu'on est pour des années, on voyait la culture de Cajun, la musique, la manière de cuire, la manière de vivre, après être oublié. Et depuis les passés 10 ans, les choses sont préchangées. Et ça me fait content, très très content de voir ça qui a pu prendre place. Je veux être fier d'être un Cajun. Je suis premièrement américain, on se sent tout comme ça, premièrement américain, mais deuxièmement, je suis content d'être un Cajun.
And that was Dewey Balfa with the Balfa family with the Lac Scene special. But Dewey was talking about how he's proud to see. Back at that time, in 1977, he was proud to see that the interest in the Cajun music and culture and food, everything that's encompassed by the culture, that interest was growing in our culture again, and that it was going to live on, and it wasn't being forgotten any longer. And he would be very proud today to see everything that takes place in Louisiana and how the culture is celebrated here. And these recordings come from the Balfa Family Retrospective that the Center for Louisiana Studies produced and put out. I think it's been 2 years now. And if you've never had a chance to go up to the Center for Louisiana Studies and visit their archives that they have on the third floor of the UL Library here on campus. You should really go up there. They'd love to see you, Jennifer Ritter-Guidry and Pud Sharp, John Sharp, and Chris Segura. They would love to see you up there and set you up with a little booth. You can listen to any of the collections that they have up there. You can listen to them and dig around, whether it be on the digital recordings or the analog recordings. You can check it out. They'd be happy to see you. But we're pulling all of our recordings from the archives today. We started off the show with a couple of interviews that Barry Ancelet took in 1977 with Dewey Balfa, and we've continued so far with the CD that the center put out 2 years ago. And we're going to get back to that. We're going to listen to Le Two-Step de Choupette.
Toi tu me fais comme ça, au partant tu veux pas t'en venir à la maison. Merci mes amis. Avant de terminer, avant de s'en aller, je connais à chaque famille, il y a un papa. Et j'aimerais introduire le papa du festival ici, M. James DeMaggio.
Merci, messieurs, mesdames. On remercie le bon Dieu pour nous donner le bon temps. On remercie les musiciens pour le magnifique musique qu'ils ont donné à nous. On vous remercie tous de vous, les Cadiens et tous les autres Américains qui sont venus ici aujourd'hui. Merci pour tout. Parle le français avec les enfants à la maison. Êtes fiers de votre langue française et on va te voir l'année qui vient. Au revoir et bonne chance à tout le monde.
There's a little something that I've been doing around the country that many people has heard of fiddlesticks, but have never seen it up in operation. But it was a method of teaching the music of our ancestors, and I'd like to do a little demonstration for you without too much talking. I'd like to invite ask Tony to do the fiddlesticks. I'd first like to do a part of a song, a Cajun song, and then switch over to an Appalachian song. Goes something like this.
Mm-hmm. got further? It's gonna get hotter yet. We'd like to go up in the Appalachians now. And it's a little song we learned, and it's called Lost Indian. Go something like this. But learn from the Appalachians if you sing it in French, it's good. Sometimes back when I was poor, so I'd like to do it for you. I'm still poor, but it still goes the same way. Cause it's poor. Thank you.
And that was the Buffalo Brothers with Quand Je Te Pauvre. And before that, Fiddlesticks, they did Je T'es Au Bas and the Lost Indian Reel with the Fiddlesticks. And we started that little set off with the two-step de Choupic. We are going to continue and finish out the show with this CD, the Buffalo Family Retrospective. All of these recordings were taken, recorded at Festival Acadien et Creole, and they were compiled in from a bunch of different people. The first couple tracks were recorded by Charlie Reese, and then a couple of them were recorded by Barry Ancelet, and then the more recent tracks were recorded by Carl Fontenot here at KRVS after we started broadcasting the festival. And there were some other tracks filling in the gaps that Bill Bolins recorded from his house off of the radio before we started recording the mixes that we got off the board when we broadcasted them. And we're going to go next to some more of these recordings. We're going to go with We're going to go with the Big Boy Waltz. The Big Boy's Waltz by the Buffa family.
We'd like to do a little song called The Big Boy's Waltz. And we'd like to ask Miss Vorenz to do the vocal anyway. songs I wrote, and it's called J'ai pleuré.
Song we learned from Uncle Will Bofa. He was the oldest of the Bofa brothers, and he was a mighty fine fiddler and wrote a lot of great tunes. And this is just a simple little tune that has a great little groove that we love to play. So something called the Rilde Uncle Will.
Thank you.
And that was Le Rire de Nanquille. And before that, J'ai pleuré. And before that, The Big Boys Waltz. You've been listening to Encore here on KRVS 88.7 FM, La Radio Acadie. And we've been listening to the Balfa Family, and mostly from the CD, the Balfa Family Retrospective that the Center for Louisiana Studies put out. And we started off the show with some recordings of Dewey Balfa being interviewed by Barry Ancelet in 1977. And if you want to hear more interviews like that, you can go to the Center for Louisiana Studies, where the Cajun and Creole Archives are located on the third floor of the UL Library here on campus. Like I said earlier, Jennifer Ritter Guidry and Pud Sharp and Chris Segura would love to see you, and they'd love to set you up with a listening station where you can discover treasures on your own. And we're going to finish out the show with some of these recordings from that same CD. I hope you guys had a great week at Balfa Week, and I hope to see you there next year, and I hope you have a great rest of the weekend. See you next week.
Support for KRVS is provided by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, presented by Shell, featuring Eric Clapton, Bruce Springsteen, Phish, Arcade Fire, Santana, Robert Plant, Public Enemy, John Fogerty, and more, April 25th through 27th and May 1st through 4th at the New Orleans Fairgrounds.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, your source for NPR news, great local programming, and music from around the world. Download and listen live to your favorite programs. It's all at krvs.org.